All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Coming up at 3:45, I have the new odds from Vegas for Michigan's next basketball coach. You will not believe who the second best odds are. I would fall over dead if this guy got the job. Ticket text rolling in. I have asked the question, the report, if the Knicks win the lottery, they're going to look to trade the pick. I think that's lunacy. I've asked you the question, no matter what team, if you win the lottery tonight, you're running a team. Is there any way you trade that top pick? My answer is no. I've given you the salary reasons. I've given you the player reason. I just think it's foolishness to do it. If the Knicks can get Zion and he plays to expectation, the Knicks might have better position to convince Davis to join after next year. Right. I'm not in the business of giving up the first pick to get Anthony Davis. Not happening. The Bulls win the lottery. The Knicks are going to be good anyways. The Bulls being good is good for the league. Zion would be a star in Chicago. Chicago's another one of those teams that I just feel like the league's better when they're better. The Bulls and the Knicks are the two. And it just... it kills me because it's two of the great American cities. It's two places where it just feels like when it's a big game, it's bigger when it's there. I mean, I know a lot of you guys have never seen a game at the Garden, but yeah, the Knicks are gutter trash. But games at the Garden, when it's real, it is. It's the greatest arena in the world. It's unreal for basketball. The fact we're even talking about it is lunacy. There's nothing any team could offer me to get Zion. That's from Ryan. Zion's salary will be covered by jersey sales the first 5 years. Knicks win the lottery. They trade the pick to Cleveland for Love and their pick, then sign KD. What on earth are you talking about? Why would anyone want anything to do with Kevin Love at that level? Oh, so I'm going to trade you Zion. You're going to unload KD's trash salary and RJ Barrett on me. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. Cleveland wins the lottery. They already know. That's why they called Beeline. It is funny. Beeline did not wait to take the job. Now, if that happens, you know what that's going to look like.
But that's why I believe Cleveland will win it tonight. Because I thought the John Beeline timing of it, any rational person would wait till after the lottery just to see. Right. Just, I mean, it's a few days away. That's why I think Beeline went there knowing they're going to get the number one pick.
All right, so what does Dan Gilbert have on Adam Silver? There's just no way. There's no way this can happen again. And for think about this now. You're telling me Gilbert would have known days ago that he was getting the number one pick to hire John Beeline, publicly go get the guy, and then they win the lottery tonight. No way. I won't accept
it. We've seen crazier things.
I have not.
I think Cleveland's going to get it.
David, who do you think wins the lottery tonight?
I think...
my stupid headphones came out. Hold on.
What the hell?
I can't hear.
You don't need to hear to tell me who's going to win the lottery.
I think the Atlanta Hawks get the lottery. I think they get the lottery. I'm thinking deep here. Way too deep probably, but... just thinking Southern teams in the NBA, there's no good ones. Yeah, sure, Orlando made the playoffs. Charlotte was, they're about to lose Kemba. There's no good teams in the Southern states of the United States, so I have to go, and I think Atlanta's going to get it so they can help that Southern brand a little bit.
For the culture.
Yeah, for the culture.
Atlanta's the best fit for him.
It is.
Just from a basketball standpoint. Not that anyone here pays attention.
The other team I would not rule out is the Pistons. I think that they actually have a chance to get up there and get the pick. It's a small chance, but
No. You don't get to participate in this tonight. You got your little playoff run, huh?
That's true. The playoff push, of
course.
How'd
that feel? You enjoy your little playoff run? You enjoyed it? You got a 0% shot of playing the Zion lottery tonight? Hope it was worth it. bunch of shills. Hope you enjoyed it. You still got an ice pack on your nuts from what the Bucks did to you. Good. Enjoy. You don't even get to participate in tonight. What an embarrassment.
Now, if Cleveland doesn't get it, don't you think they take Ja Morant? If they have the opportunity to at two or three, wherever he might go? For John Beilein's offense, a guy that's just a pure scorer.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Sexton guy.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, Mike, I don't care. We have all summer to talk about those things. We have a month to prepare for that. But I stand by it. There's nothing a team could offer me that I'm trading the right to take Zion.
Especially this year. Especially since Zion is here this year. If it was another year and it's some crazy, you know, deal you're offering, whatever. But this year, you just can't.
Go to George, 97.1. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, pal. What's on your mind?
No doubt. You asked earlier, is it something that I would trade if they offered me Anthony Davis? You got to. I mean, Mike, I get it as far as the finance situation. You make 100%. You know, it makes sense. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, because you imagine you got AD left, well, 1 year left. Well, this would be his last year. Then he's 25, was putting up, 35 points in just, three quarters. Then if Kevin Durant signed, you got 5 years of the best player, the number three best player. And, oh, yeah, if Kyrie do sign, he's a top 10 player.
Yeah, but you can't pull that off salary-wise, I don't think. They'd have to.
I'm still your line. But they'll figure it out. Figure it out. they will figure it out. But I'll say this much. If they get all three of them, now you said earlier, okay, could you imagine what they'd be worth, $3 billion, I think, with Zion Williams? Could you imagine three, what they'd be worth? You sell that team, you're talking $5 billion.
Oh, I mean, listen, they're probably worth five already, but I was just making a point. But, George, let me give you an example. Sully, pull up the top free agent list. My point to you is this. All right, so here's your two scenarios. You can have KD and AD. That's what you're going to have if you trade the number one pick. Or KD, give me the list.
Yeah, the top 20 potential free agents.
I only need to hear the top six or seven.
Kawhi, Kyrie, Kemba Walker, Klay Thompson, Porzingis, an RFA, okay. DeMarcus Cousins.
Out. All right, stop.
Jimmy Butler.
You've gone low enough. No, hell with that. So, let's say it was KD, Kemba, Zion, or you can have KD, AD. Sorry, I'm taking choice A. If the Knicks trade this pick, if they win this and they trade it for AD, I think they're insane. And I love Anthony Davis. I still feel the same way about the Celtics, though. Let me be very, very clear here, just so you don't think there's some kind of leprechaun bias. I'm not comfortable with the Celtics going all in on Anthony Davis. What, trading Jason Tatum, who makes $7 million? Trading multiple first-round picks? Trading all this stuff? What has Anthony Davis done in this league? By the way, how often is he healthy? You want to pull that up? This is a guy who's had major problems staying healthy. Look, I'll trade for him. And I'll give up a lot of stuff. But I'm not gutting my team to do it. And if I'm the Knicks, the way I'm viewing it is, I get Zion dirt cheap by NBA standards. Basically, Zion makes mid-level exception money his first 4 years in the league, 5 years in the league. I'm not trading that.
But that's the only way you can justify it is if you're trading for a guy and you can honestly say, yeah, this person is better than the number one overall pick or the whatever. For instance, when the Giants traded Odell Beckham, right?
Oh, God.
But I hate to relate to that. But here's the thing. When they said, I understood the comment with the Browns, hey, Odell Beckham is better than whatever the 17th pick would have been. Correct. I totally get that.
Yeah, how about Cowboys with Amari Cooper?
Yes. Same thing, yeah.
First round pick, who they were taking at 24 was not going to be as good as Amari Cooper.
But that's not the case here. Zion, it would be as good, you know, for your franchise long term especially, he would be as good or better than Anthony Davis.
Give me Anthony Davis games played. I want to make sure I'm not being unfair, but I feel like AD is constantly hurt. Constantly. What do you got? Because to me, that availability is absolutely a skill.
2018-19 games, 56. He had 75 apiece the previous two.
Okay, more and durable.
61,
than, okay.
68, 67, 64.
Okay, all right. So he put a couple of real durable years in there. 65 games a year? I don't know about all that. Not when I'm paying you $40 million. That's a problem. And I love him. Make no mistake about it.
If you average it out over the 7 years, he's averaging 66 games a season.
I don't know, man. 66 played, 16 nights off. Jesus. Like one out of every 5 nights you're going to the court without AD.
This year might dilute that number a little bit because of everything that was going on. So just say 70, 72.
Yeah, the problem, all right, but David, he's got 2 years out of what, seven, where he's played 75.
Mm-hmm.
Not 80, 75. 70. Right, 2 years he's gone above 70 games.
Mm-hmm.
Take one of the highs out, take mm-hmm. the lowest out, and then there's your average. I'll play ball with you. You get my point. I would absolutely trade him, but the Zion pick is off limits.
No, I would do it. I would definitely trade him for 80.
Okay.
Everyone's, and you mentioned this a couple segments ago, but what everyone's forgetting all this too is the business element of you have a gold mine if you draft Zion. That's a guy that's going to immediately sell more tickets, more jerseys, more merchandise. You're automatically, it's what we talk about with LeBron and Cleveland, the economical impact.
He will become the number one jersey sold next year. To me.
Gold mine.
248-539-9797. I've got those odds. We'll get them at 345. Michigan's next basketball coach. You're not going to believe. I mean it. I will drop dead if they hire this guy. And he's his second best odds. Sully, take him to church. Ticket text flying in. NBA lottery tonight. The Zion lottery. I've asked the question, if you win the lottery, is there any way you would trade away the right to take Zion? Rumor du jour from Sham Sharania, who's very, very plugged in. If the Knicks get the number one pick, they're going to look to deal it for Anthony Davis. I think that would be a grave error. And we're wrapping about that. 3:45, about 10 minutes away, I give you the odds to be the next Michigan head coach. And the second best odds, oh my God, if you hire this guy, I will drop dead and probably laugh myself to sleep. Just hilarious.
Complete hypothetical here, but you said, you know, is there anything you would do to trade the number one overall pick?
No.
Anything?
No, you could offer me LeBron James. I wouldn't trade it.
Giannis.
You dirty, dirty little man.
Would he be the only one? And I'm
completely hypothetical. Can we at least agree, though, that if I allow suggestions like that, you're going to throw a myriad of wholly unreal. I'm talking in reality. No deal would hit my yes, Mike.
No, and that's why I said completely hypothetical word. But even LeBron, you wouldn't right now. But Giannis might be the only one.
Because of the financials. I'm getting Zion Williamson making $9 million a year. I mean, that's like 30 mil. What is the supermax? Like, what's the deal Durant's going to sign with the Knicks? Give me the financials on it.
It's like 35 a year, isn't it?
Okay, so $26 million less, and I get Zion. Now I'm going to pay Durant his 35. I'm going to get Durant. I'm going to go out and I'll probably pay Kyrie, right? The Knicks are crazy. Why would I trade away the third piece? The only reason this is happening, in my opinion, is if Durant and Rich Kleiman are demanding it. And I can't speak to whether that's happening or not. I'm saying in my mind, from just a sensibility standpoint, I think the Knicks would be insane. Insane. I could take that extra $26 million and add it to my team.
Yeah, there's only two players, AD and Giannis. Those are the only two players I would trade Zion for. Everybody else in the league, I wouldn't consider.
What about Dr. Giggles?
Who is that?
No. Kawhi.
No, I would not, because I cannot market my team or my franchise around him. So no.
What about Steph?
No, would not do it. Not with his age. And
All right. Mm-mm. I got one. Mm-hmm. I got one that no one here even knows who the damn guy is, mm-hmm. but he's fabulous. What about Jokic?
No.
24, super freaky new wave center.
Not doing it.
No? Okay.
Nope.
I had to test him. Those are wholly unrealistic. But
no, I'd rather have Zion.
Right. What about Luka?
Rather have Zion. Rather have Zion.
Oh, my God. I am stunned. All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Chris in Detroit, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Talk to me.
Hey, I would absolutely not deal Zion, and Giannis would be the only exception. If there's an owner in the league, there's only two that I could think of that would be dumb enough to trade the first pick and possibly getting a once in a lifetime player. That would one of those teams owners would be Goris, and the other would definitely be the one for the Knicks.
You are missing a guy who might do it. And luckily for you, I'm going to chronicle this man's entire career on the pod this week. Robert Sarver, owner of the Suns, Chris. The Suns defy logic, and I'm not going to go up and down it. Like I said, you'll get a real laugh. We always do this worst franchises in sports segment on the pod. I wouldn't put it past Sarver. I mean, hell, look at last year. They took DeAndre Ayton over Luka Doncic. Lunacy. But they did it. They fired a GM 3 days before the season. They fired a head coach 3 days after the season. 3 days after the season began. I mean, the Suns should be added to that list. Let's go over to Kyle, 97.1. What's up, Kyle?
Oh, not much. No, I would definitely not trade Zion. But the only way I would have to say I would consider it is if somebody came with an offer like the Redskins got. Or moved up to get RG3. Like, I mean, if Boston came at me with their Sacramento's pick this year, Memphis' pick next year, and Jason Tatum.
Oh, no. Maybe. Oh, hell no. No, I mean, Kyle, if you want to do it, maybe. Go ahead. But remember something. See, this is the problem. This is the huge problem with what you're suggesting. Giving up Zion, you have backed yourself into such a corner. A, Tatum is already 2 years closer to getting paid. You've given up 2 years of value. B, there is no guarantee Tatum becomes Zion. C, the draft picks you're talking about, Kings pick this year, probably going to go to Boston at 14 overall. The Memphis pick, if it's between 9 and 12, the Celtics get it this year, or it gets conveyed the next year, and then it's top six protected. What are you drafting at 7 or 9 or 10? Do you understand the types of players you have to come away with for you not to look like a buffoon? Absolutely not. I agree with the guys behind the glass on this. The only conversation would be the ones the Knicks might be having if they win it. You're talking about Anthony Davis, and I'm still not doing it. The very suggestion that if you win the lottery, you would trade this number one pick for a collection of picks and Jason Tatum? Absolutely not. I'd hang up the phone in a heartbeat. I'll tell you this right now. If my Celtics were offered that deal, I would do it in a nanosecond. It's not even a debate. What do you want? You want Tatum and Memphis' pick? Done. See ya. And I love Jason Tatum. Done. Heartbeat. Not even close. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's valuable that I'm telling you as a Celtics fan how I feel about it because you used my team as an example. If I'm, ask yourself this question. We'll make it reality. We don't run teams, but we run fantasy teams, right? Maybe you play fantasy football. If the other guy is really excited about the trade and runs to it, it's generally a sign you're getting ripped off. Well, I'm the other guy in this case. And I would have passed out if you made that offer to me. I'd do it in a heartbeat. 248-539-9797. More of the conversation regarding the lottery. Your odds for the next coach of Michigan basketball. You will die when you hear who's got the second best odds.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.